You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, so my guest this hour is very timely. I'm pleased to welcome a First District Alzheimer's Ambassador, Kimberly Fondahl. Kimberly, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Well, let me ask you, how does one become an Alzheimer's Ambassador?
Well, the program started, I believe, about 6 years ago. They have an Alzheimer's Forum that takes place around April of every year. And the program was initiated to have a contact person to work with your elected official back in your home state, back in the district. And you go and have meetings, town hall meetings, meet with their district reps, and just keep them abreast of everything that's going on with Alzheimer's, the facts, the figures, and to ask for continued support. And we've had that with our Congressman Ed Whitfield here in the 1st District. He has been extremely supportive of what we have asked for and shows a great deal of empathy towards the 1st District and those dealing with Alzheimer's and their caregivers.
Was your calling to become an ambassador because you've been personally touched by Alzheimer's, or was it just a broader issue?
No, I lost my mother 11 years ago to the disease. I started off as a long-distance caregiver. I'm an only child, and eventually had to move them here to Kentucky so I could help my dad take care of her. Made a promise to her that I would fight the fight because it is a cruel disease. It is a slow, can be very long disease, and what I think a lot of people don't understand, it is a terminal disease. And it's the sixth leading cause of death. There's no cure. There's nothing to slow it down. And you can't prevent it.
Go ahead, please.
It is probably going to bankrupt our Medicare, Medicaid system. Currently, this year alone, we paid out $153 billion in Medicare and Medicaid to those with Alzheimer's. You've got 5.3 million in the United States. With Alzheimer's, and that number's growing as the baby boomers we're getting older. Women are more likely to develop Alzheimer's after 65 than getting breast cancer diagnosis. So the numbers are growing, and it's we're kind of behind the eight ball on trying to find something that's going to slow it down by some time.
You work with Congressman Whitfield. What kind of initiatives are taking place here in the 1st District to help with Alzheimer's awareness and also maybe to think of new ways to combat the disease?
Well, currently, just to give you some numbers, this year alone, there are 68,000 Kentuckians with Alzheimer's, and there are 270,000 caregivers out there. I don't have the numbers for West Kentucky, but that's a lot. Of course, this time of year, the walk to end Alzheimer's is taking place. We have a walk in Hopkinsville that takes place on the 26th of this month. And then we have the purchase area in Paducah that takes place on October 17th. And these are the largest fundraisers that the Alzheimer's Association does. Another thing is that there is a bill that has been presented to Congress, which is called the Hope for Alzheimer's Act. And Congressman Whitfield has signed on as a co-sponsor to support it. And what the HOPE Act does is it allows the doctors to share. Many older people have more than one doctor, and one doctor might not necessarily know what the other doctor is doing. It kind of opens that dialogue to where they can work together. It also gives a plan to the family on what can be expected, what is available, and what kind of help is out there. They need to have some kind of a plan as they maneuver with this disease because it can go a few years to 10, 15 years. It's a very slow, cruel disease. We've got support on that and also asking for more money. Alzheimer's disease is not funded to where you would think it would be in comparison to other diseases. And it's been proven that the more you spend for research, the more those numbers start coming down. And that's what we're not seeing with Alzheimer's. So we need to get the money out there to NIH to do these studies, to research. There's currently no new drugs that were available 11 years ago that my mother was on. There's not been anything new for this disease. So, you know, that's got to do something a little different, I think.
If one wants to become more involved in fighting Alzheimer's here in the 1st District, or I guess just anywhere in Kentucky, is there a place online or a number or a first step that they can take to become part of the solution?
Yes, the first step would be to go to www.alz.org, and there you will find a map of the United States, and you go and click on Kentucky. And our chapter is based out of Louisville. We have an office in Evansville as well as Lexington. They offer counseling, educational courses, support groups. I would have been lost without the association when dealing with my mother, because I didn't know what to do and how to go about it. And the association has a vast amount of information. And that's where I would start, alz.org.
As an ambassador, an Alzheimer ambassador, what are two things that you would like to see change within the next couple of years to really help fight this disease?
Educating the public. I think the public has a misconception of Alzheimer's, that it's an old person's disease, and that's false. There are probably 200,000 people out there with early onset Alzheimer's, which is under the age of 65. My mother was 84. She was healthy. She was vibrant. She had a lot to offer, but Alzheimer's robbed her of that memory. So I think the public needs to be educated. The next thing I would like to see is more funding for research. We've got to find something to combat these numbers, because they're going to keep growing, and our Medicare and Medicaid system just isn't going to be able to handle this.
Do you find that when people talk about Alzheimer's, the language, or at least the tone, is different than when people talk about heart disease or cancer or something that's more obvious, perhaps?
Definitely. 100% agree with that. With cancer, with heart disease, a doctor can give you pretty much a plan, kind of let you know what's going to be down the road with this. With Alzheimer's, it's really hard for the caregiver, for the family, to wrap their head around what they're going to have to do. It requires 24/7 caregiving. You've got to make sure you've got all your legal matters in order. They wander, and it's difficult for a caregiver, because if you're, say, a spouse and your husband and or wife is larger than you and you have to do a lot of lifting, that kind of is a trickle-down effect. But people have a misconception, just a really, you know, they don't think you die from Alzheimer's, and you do die from Alzheimer's. It is a terminal illness. And I think just educating the public, and just got to get the word out there.
What are a few symptoms, early symptoms, that people should be made aware of if they see these in a loved one? Perhaps they might think it could be Alzheimer's.
Okay. If you go to the Alzheimer's site, it does give you 10 warning signs, and I can relate to a lot of these because I saw this in my mother. One is loss that disrupts your daily life. You know, we all forget, but when something is disrupted that is part of your daily routine and it becomes all the time, that's one sign. Challenges in planning or solving problems. My mother was a librarian. She read all the time. We started noticing that she couldn't get past the first page of a book. So she had, the concentration was gone. Another thing is of completing familiar tasks at home, at work, at leisure. Confusion with time and place. That was a big issue with my mother, was time, season, day of the week. So those are things that you, when you start seeing a pattern build there, that you might want to get it checked.
Well, Kimberly, there's just so much to talk about. We're probably going to have to get you on again to talk about this again, but I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Alzheimer's and and just to talk about how people can get involved and hopefully help to fight this disease.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and time to talk about it and get that word out there. And call your congressman. Like I said, we've got a lot of support here in Western Kentucky, and that is the first step forward.
Kimberly Fonda is Alzheimer's Ambassador for the 1st District here in West Kentucky. Thank you so much for joining me on Sounds Good today.
Thank you very much, Tracy. You have a nice day.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.